Yay, we made it. This is class number two of our Summer Soul Radiant Success 8-session course, and we are getting ready to skyrocket up into the next level of understanding, appreciating, and harnessing at will our Spiritual Power Success Toolkit that consists of psychic intuition, energy healing management, and soul purpose clarity, etc. So please, all of you, be in the Facebook group if you aren't already. And we are going to review what we did last session in terms of your home play, as well as the preparatory steps that you took prior to our class number one, and then we're going to go into some new content that's based upon what you did regarding our June training call of the Monetize Your Soul Purpose Uniqueness, as well as going more into your projects, your intolerables, reviewing your usage of your psychic intuition energy journal. So the end of today's session, you will have a greater grasp of how to use the tools that you now already have from our session number one and previous work with me. Because after this session, we're going to start focusing on you and the outer world. So to review, I like to repeat at the beginning of each class that the purpose of this course is to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. And we're doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your soul, your spiritual power success toolkit that I just mentioned, which by my standards, when I use it, my signature work consists of the toolkit being number one, your intuition psychic development, number two, your energy healing management, and number three, your deeper clarity of your soul purpose. And with this, we're still talking about the purpose. You'll have to forgive my voice. It's the allergens in the air here. With this, confidence and skill that you will do, continue to develop and enhance by being that much more savvy and familiar with your Spiritual Power Success Toolkit, you will develop this confidence and skill that you will use to better design your outer world, to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created by, consciously, by using your Spiritual Power Toolkit. Now, the whole purpose of this course is for you to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission, to live a fulfilling life for your personal journey, and to contribute to other people in a big enough way that lights your fire, that motivates you, that gets you out of bed in the morning where it's not just a humdrum same old day, where you're playing big enough to keep you interested. Playing a big enough game is key. And the purpose of this course is to have you start looking at places and expanding yourself so that you are playing a big enough game, or at least bigger than when we started. Okay, any burning questions about anything before we start? And we're going to keep this part real short. Any burning questions?
No.
Okay, yay. Thank you, Steve, for being the spokesperson. Yay, Steve. Are you all smiling?
Yes.
I'm smiling.
Mary, are you on mute?
Yes, I'm on mute because I'm in an area where there could be traffic noise. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Okay. So the first thing I want to start off with is a suggestion of how you, moving forward, can organize your note-taking with each of our classes. Each of our classes, we're going to be Steve, yes?
No, I'm sorry, I just cut my throat.
Okay. In each of our classes, we are going to say something. We're going to address some aspect of our three pillars of our toolkit. So you might want to organize your note pages so that you can easily find a section where you would write notes when we come to topic and content that pertains to your intuition and your psychic development. Also, a heading or a section of your note-taking where we come to a section where we're obviously talking about energy healing and management, and then also a section where we're obviously talking about something relevant to soul purpose. And you also might include a section that's strictly, your assignments for your home play. That's just a suggestion on my part. This will help you know ahead of time that you can expect that we're going to be covering those kinds of themes, and that you can find in your notes where you're going to be able to locate them when you're ready to. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay, good. The next thing is, just as a reminder again, each of our calls I'm going to ask you to be online, because the Facebook group is going to be an interactive platform in our session, so that's a given from last time. And now we're going to get started, with our home play and our preparation from the, our preparation before our first class. So I'm going to move fast through this. If I'm going too fast, just say, Sasha, please slow down. And maybe I'll hear you and maybe I won't. Just kidding. Okay. Are you smiling now?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't sound like you're smiling, Steve.
I'm smiling.
Oh, okay, good. It's just that this information is heavy in the sense that this is your life. And at the same time, I want there to be fun. Like I said, it's summer, and I don't want this to be like taskmaster-ish, but I want you to feel so powerful and on fire with knowing how to work within yourself. So that's where my intensity comes from, is wanting you to get radical substance as quickly as possible, and at the same time, us having fun doing it. All righty, so now we're going to go around the room and let's remind all of us what your main project is for this course. Now, I'm not talking about the intolerables. I'm talking about what you want to accomplish by our class number 8. So the way I'd like us to do this is for you to write in the Facebook group once again, so you're going to be able to look back on it in the future, and we're able to visually see it as well right now. Just take a moment, and you can use this thread that I've already started of the two people jumping up with the hearts, and just continue writing down from that thread underneath where I say, where I've tagged all three of you, and where it says we are starting in 30 minutes, that thread, and just write down what project is your complete, all-encompassing focus that you want to accomplish by the end of class number 8. So I'll be quiet while you do that, and when I see everybody has written on that thread, we'll go from there. This is the project that I talked about in our class number 1, that we're going to be using those project activation templates for. And again, it's separate from the side work that we're going to be doing on your intolerables. And remember to refresh the page every now and then so that we can see who has added their comments. Where are you writing yours, Mary? Guys, where are you writing this? I see Steve. Thank you, Steve. But Mary, where did you write yours?
I see hers.
Where is it?
Right between mine and Steve's.
It's on the comment.
Pardon what?
It's mine was first, and then I saw Barb's, and I see Steve's.
I only see mine.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if you wrote it. Can you, let's keep it all in the same place. Could you just copy and paste whatever you, oh, there it is. It didn't show for me. Okay, I'm good. It didn't refresh fast enough. Okay, I see everybody. Everything's fine. Thank you. I'm going to take a look at what you guys wrote. Okay, so now, Barb, yours is the only one that's going to require a different approach. So I just need to be quiet for a moment. Mary and Steve, what you wrote is very clear. Barb's is more subjective, so just give me a minute while I tune in to see what to do with this. Just one second. Now, Barb, are you talking about your sole purpose in life in general, or are you talking about having a sole purpose business?
Well, I guess really the business. So perhaps this would be measured by having manifested a major client by the end of August.
Okay. So, Mary and Steve, what do you think I might coach Barb? This is really out there, but let's see. From the work I've done with all three of you, what you think I heard her say and what I believe she needs in order for her to win on this. So here she's saying a big client by the end of this class 8, let's say. What is missing in what she's saying that will help her have a clearer target to aim for? Who wants to jump in?
I think it would be something more, I guess, tangible, something that you can track, something that you can know that once you did it, it's done, the evidence of completion.
Exactly. Amen. Exactly.
Breaking it up into small pieces. What's the first thing you need to do to
right
on that road for the big goal?
Right. We'll get to that. That's absolutely true. And what Steve said is really where I was leaning. So thank you, Steve. And that is, Barb, what you'll want to do when we get to the project activation evidence of completion section is for you to be very clear in your articulation, in the writing of the description of what that big ticket client or whatever your wording was just then. Like, what is it about that person that you would then classify them as a big client? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, Barb, what I would like you to do is to go back to that comment and edit it so that it reads that what you're talking about is regarding your business, sole purpose regarding your business, and what you want to see by the end of class 8 that is measurable, like Steve was saying. Because look at what Mary has said. Mary has said that her manuscript is going to be ready to be published by our class number 8. That means everything's edited, everything's tweaked, and then she's going to hand it off to a publisher or whatever that publishing next step is, right, Mary? That's what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, great. And Steve, Steve is saying that he's going to have a presentation all ready to go that he will be able to deliver to whomever. You know, if he's going to have it organized in terms of the process breakdown. He's going to have it organized in terms of who he's going to reach out to offer the passion test, et cetera. Right, Steve? Am I paraphrasing you correctly?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay, great. So, Barb, honey, is that clear to you what I'm asking you to do?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, as soon as Barb finishes tweaking that, now I want us to complete vibration, and I did this purposefully. As soon as she finishes her typing, I want us to stop from the mental level, and we're going to activate the transmissions of grace, which is a completely different current of feeling, right?
Yeah.
So while you're all waiting for Barb to finish that, I'd like you to set up your grounding, which is the grounding cord, base of your spine, soles of your feet. You fill yourself up with light. A portion of that light leaves through the center of your chest and surrounds your human body. And then you bring in the blue flame that completely cocoons you in, and we're ready to go. So, Barb, let me know when you're finished typing while the others are grounding, and all the others, please begin to activate your transmissions of grace. And I will give you plenty of time, Barb, when you're ready to do the same.
I'm finished just with my editing.
Okay, good. Then now please do your grounding. Call on the transmissions of grace. And all of you, let me know when you sense them by just saying the word ready.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Sasha, just a small note, about 20 minutes in on the call, if you listen back on the replay, it was almost unintelligible. It sounded like your microphone was almost going out, but all of a sudden it cleared up about 5 minutes later. So just I'm going to give you that note.
Oh, thank you. I put in a new adapter. Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah, thanks, man. Steve.
Now it sounds just fine, but 20 minutes in, it was really crackly.
Okay, well, I think what's happening, and this is an FYI in case any of you deal with this, is that I had my phone very close to my computer, and then I just intuitively moved it away. And I think, and so it's further away from my computer, so I think that is what's causing the static. And you're saying it's clear now, Steve?
Yes, it's really clear now, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then that's what I'll have to do in the future. All right, guys, who else is feeling our beloved friends on the other side?
Ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Okay, so let's once again have each of you tell me what it is that you're sensing that lets you know that the transmissions of grace are with you.
Best I can go. You know, it's funny because I kind of started to do it earlier in the call, just thinking, well, this is what we usually do. But I don't know if I was really focused on it. But now that I did it again when you directed us to, and I got a really strong emotional rush, just a very warm embrace, and just feeling like, why don't I remember this embrace, this feeling of being really loved and supported? The times when during the day, like when it gets really difficult for me, and I realize that I just forget. about how much I'm supporting.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll address that in a minute. Thank you, Steve. Who'd like to go next?
I will, because they have been supporting me and holding me this whole time I've been in Minnesota, and I'm still in Minnesota because I was really feeling challenged with the family situation that I have been in. And it's not that things have been simple, but they have been manageable and not overwhelming.
That is so fabulous. I am getting goosebumps. I am so happy. This is why we're doing this. You know, we live in the United States. We do not live in the Eastern countries where the thing to do is to take off to the Himalayas and just sit on top of a mountain. That's not what we are here in the West. We are in the trenches pulling for everything that we can learn how to do on how to connect with the spirit realms and our soul so that we can just do day-to-day life right here on planet Earth, right? So this is music to my ears, and I'm so happy for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Barb, I feel my typical tingling up through my legs and also tingling in my arms and hands.
Well, now that's a little new, isn't it? It's spreading more to your arms a little bit more. Is that true? All right. So progress abounds. I love it. Okie dokie. So they are with us, and this is a sacred, spiritually charged container for all of us. And therefore, the energies are conducive for greater intuitive hits during the calls, greater release and healing, tears, anger, whatever might come up that's ready to be released, as well as greater courage, you know, being willing to press forward a bit more out of one's comfort zone. Those are some of the benefits of being in a spiritually safe, charged environment doing this kind of content. And so I say this to you so that you, number one, can understand if certain things happen to you during the call, and number two, so that you can really mine, M-I-N-E, the value and the opportunities of what this space provides. All right, so now we're going to jump into our first tracking to see updates, and that's your famous intolerables. Yay! So let's go around the room, and what we're going to do is report in. And here's how I want to do that so we don't take more time than we need. I'd like you to state what the intolerable was that you're working on and the progress that you made. So number two is to give us your wins, you know, your celebration, your progress. And the third is a request for support if you have one. So number one, you state what your intolerable is that you're working on. Number two, the yay, yippee, the wins, the celebration of progress. And number three, if relevant, any support. Okay, who wants to go first?
I could go. So one of my intolerables was not to
start. Wait, let me stop you right there. Wait. Let me stop you right there. I want one, the one that you focused on from last time. So it's only one. I don't want to make it too overwhelming for anybody. Go ahead.
Just doing the one here. The one intolerable that I've been focused on, which I'm sharing, is the one about not going into my day without a very clear plan, like a schedule. And so I've been the night before writing things down that I want to get accomplished. And it may sound really basic, but it's been really helping me get really clear. I'm knocking off those things to do. And so that's been very helpful. And I realize it's like lifting weights or something, that you have to continue to do it to establish the a regular routine.
Yeah. Wonderful. So you feel that the progress is being made in that you are looking at the next day with more organization, and anything else about that that is a win for you?
Yeah, just making that intention, realizing that my next day has a lot to do starting with the night before. So I'm making more evening preparations for the next day, and that's been a big win and a positive.
Fabulous. Congratulations. So now, do you want to continue having that be the intolerable that you're going to focus on between now and class number 3, or do you feel that that is going well enough and you can take on another intolerable to focus on?
That's been going well enough. I need to take on another intolerable.
Okay, so what I would like, let me see what I want to say about that. If you know what that intolerable already is, I would like you to put it in the Facebook group right now. If you don't know what that intolerable is yet and you need to think about it, then please, before you go to sleep tonight, put it in the Facebook group so that your focus is locked into place. Okay, Steve, is that doable for you?
You bet.
Okay. So you guys know I'm pretty serious about the results that you're going to get at the end of this course, right?
Yes, thank you.
Barb, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree that that's an exciting outcome. I had my intolerable had been about my role and purpose, which I then turned into my action. So that will be being worked on throughout the course. So I need to pick a different intolerable.
Okay, so let me just stop you there so I can help you out here with something. I am not clear about what the intolerable is that you're working on. And if I'm unclear, then I'm going to project that you are probably not clear about how you would know if it was no longer an intolerable, how you would know that it was no longer an issue. Exactly what Steve had pointed out when we were looking at what your main project is for this course. You with me so far, Barb?
Right. And so I chosen an intolerable to be that project. So I need to be working on a different intolerable because that project, the intolerable that became the project, will be happening in the project zone.
Got it. Okay, now I'm clear. So, do you know what your other intolerable will be, or should I give you the same assignment as Steve, where if you need to think about it, you will put it in the Facebook group before you go to sleep tonight?
I have several to choose from, so yes, I guess I better do it after our session.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll create a thread for both of you, Mary too, if that's it, where you're going to post the next focused intolerable. So look for that thread so we can keep things organized in the Facebook group. I'll get to work on it after our class tonight, so don't post anything in there until you see the thread, and I'll pin it to the top of the page so there's no mistake of which thread I'm talking about. Is that clear?
Yes.
So when you say make a thread, that means that you post the, this is where we're going to post, and then we're going to we're going to hit onto that thread and then comment in relation to that thread.
Exactly. Thank you. Again, I know that some of these terms are not necessarily familiar to you. Yes, like for instance, a thread is that one where you just wrote your comments about what your projects are. So the post is the written content, and then in this case there's also a graphic, and then the comments underneath that create a thread pertaining to the main post, the main content. Do you see what I mean, Steve?
Oh, I do. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, so like I said, wait until you see the thread that I'm going to create where you would then post your intolerables that you're working on between now and our next class, number 3. Okay, Mary dear, let's have yours. You were working on this PayPal invoicing where it was pretty cumbersome, and my concern for you has been and came up again in last class that you are not being put in a position where you have to wait for payment, right? That's what we're working on?
That's right. That's right. And so I haven't entered into any new agreements, but I do have one that was supposed to have completed this week, and it has not. And my efforts to get payment from this person have been unsuccessful. So I'm in limbo.
Right. Okay, so this is exactly everyone, Barb, you know, that you're closer to this than Steve is. This is exactly what I want to help Mary not be in the position of. And maybe you too in your business, Steve, with regards to however you get paid. So let me just be quiet for a minute. So with regards to people who are already in your life and have been working with you, if you don't already have their credit cards, you have to get them. You have to get their credit card information. Just tell them that you have made some adjustments to your business policies and procedures, and my records show that you have X number of payments remaining. And I would like to get you into the system. Please tell me which credit card you would like me to keep on file. It's completely confidential. I'm the only one that handles the finances, so there's no concern about any kind of mishandling of your confidential information. Now, tell me what's going on with this situation. Let's take a moment to discuss this because everybody will learn from it, and this is part of the course, is to diffuse and dismantle the intolerables and get them healed and solved. So have you already delivered all your content to this person?
No. We're doing it in two parts. And I've done the first part and sent her an invoice for the second part and have contacted her to make an appointment to start the second part, and she hasn't been communicating with me. And I told her I was going to be out of town, but I was available. I could talk to her and get this set up. So I don't know why she is not communicating with me.
Okay, when you do, wait a second.
Part one.
What, Barb?
What,
Mary,
Barb?
Have you been paid for part one?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mary, did she give you any feedback as to how she appreciated what you did in the first part?
Oh, yes. And we've worked together before. So she had expectations, and I delivered on the expectations. And that's why she wanted to come back to me again to get help with her website.
Okay. So So was there any kind of preparation or work that she was to do to get her ready for the second part?
No.
All right, so here's my suggestion for you. First of all, this is the exact scenario that we must not repeat again. And here's how to avoid this in the future. That when there is an understanding that there are different modules, different phases, that there be an agreement in writing that states that once the first part is completed, then the preparation for the next part will automatically be enforced or launched or catalyzed or any synonym along those lines, where you will state when that payment will be debited. It's no different than a payment plan. The only thing that's different in what you're describing is that you have very specific modules or phases that another person might just not even put a lot of weight on because it's all part of the bigger journey. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I want to migrate you to, is that you're presenting a result that consists of various steps. She has completed the first step. And so in the future, when you have a multiple phase project, there is an understanding that as soon as the first phase is done, the second phase is already in motion, and the way it gets in motion is with two separate steps. Number one, you give them, you create some sort of preparation material, but you do not do that, Mary, until you have their credit card, because what I don't want to have happen with you or anybody is that you are going ahead and giving your proprietary information to somebody that they haven't paid for. That's a no-no, right?
Right.
So the way that the second phase or any phase is initiated is you already have their credit card, you debit their credit card, and you email them whatever preparation steps you want them to do for that next phase of sessions, right?
Right.
So you understand the mindset here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the way that I would suggest that you handle this is for you to write her a letter, a snail mail, certified, no return receipt requested, where you state that what you do is you summarize what was accomplished in the first state, the first step, the first state of the project. And you also write out the value that she said she got from it. You know, use her own words. Use what she said had impact of value for her. You with me?
Yeah.
And then you give her an overview. Don't give her any coaching. Don't give her any instruction. You give her a rough skeletal overview of what results, remember, results, that she will get in phase number two. And that as soon as you receive her payment, you will send her organizer. Call it an organizer. You know, like CPAs send an organizer to get your tax stuff ready. You're going to send an organizer with whatever it is you're going to do with her next, right?
Okay. She is a numbers person, so she would understand that.
Yeah. So the wording is, we're going to, the results that you're going to get in phase two is this, this, and this, and then please do not give any coaching in there. I know I'm repeating myself, but I also know you, and I know that you're learning how not to give yourself away, right?
Yes.
So you can expect that you'll get this result in phase two. As soon as I receive your payment, I will email you your organizer, and then we will set up your next appointment. And then you have to let go and chalk this one up to as another learning experience. And be prepared that you may never hear from her. However, you're going to do all your inner work with your visualizations and asking your spirit guides to remove all the blockages that keep causing these experiences where people are like pulling teeth to get people to be accountable. That's a pattern inside you. This is not for you to beat yourself up about that. We all have our stuff. However, this one's yours, right?
Right.
And I know all, everybody else on this call can relate to what I just said. So you will do your inner work, including using the same exercise in our November Haven or Hell meditation, where you go up into sacred chambers with her and you talk to her and you find out what's bothering her, how much you want to serve her, how important you feel her work is. You know, you talk to her in these high, rarefied spiritual realms where you are letting her know that you really want to be of service and that whatever might be holding her back, to share with you so that you can partner with her to get her where she wants to be. So you've got several kinds of tools to use there, right?
Yes, I do.
You can also use the tool of blowing up a symbol of this, you know, not having an ease and grace-filled payment arrangement with people where there's just always another shoe that's going to drop with people. Am I paraphrasing this correctly, Mary?
Yes, you are.
And so create a symbol of this congested, stagnant, obsolete, putrefied energy that is just robbing you of your worth, what you deserve, your expertise, and just put a bomb under it and just let it explode. And then, you know, replace that energy with an image of her sending you an email saying, okay, I'm ready. Give me a time when we can get on the phone. I'll give you my credit card number. You know, you want to blow up what you don't want and immediately substitute it with what you do want, right?
Right.
So when you listen back to this part of the recording, you can use your toolkit template to write out all these four tools, if you haven't already, from past calls and classes, so that you can be reminded of this four or five toolkit that you can use as protocols when you hit a wall and you want to keep going with a situation, right?
Right.
And I'm sure you can use what we just covered with various things that are going on there in Minnesota, you know?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. So that's your intolerable, and so I'd like you to write on that thread tonight before you go to sleep, once you see the thread, how you want to refine and target this intolerable. It's still in the same classification of payment and PayPal and credit cards and virtual terminals and so on, but let's have you phrase it so it's crystal clear what you want to get accomplished by class number three, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Great. Okay, let's take a deep breath and everybody just relax, including me. And now I need to look at my curriculum because I need to make a couple adjustments. And then we will move on. So in terms of home play regarding the intolerables, and we'll review the home play at the end of the class, I just want you to keep taking the steps that are necessary to resolve the intolerable that you're focusing on, including working on the blocks, just as I did with Mary. And if there are any situations that you encounter as you are working on your intolerable, is to post it in the Facebook group and just ask for support. I'll chime in, and everybody else should chime in if you're following the Facebook group, because what did I say? What we're focusing on in this class also is peer love. We're here to support and love you into success. Yay! Let's hear it for loving you into success. Okay.
Yay!
Yay! All right, so now we're going to move on to the next review, and that was the assignment for you to activate forgiveness and compassion by listening back to the Holiday Hell or Haven call. And if there are any people in your life, either deceased or still in human form, that you still feel a congestion, a contraction, a charge, hate, anger, you know, shame, whatever, that you were going to meet with those people in that chamber, that sacred chamber, and just bring it to some level of healing. Is there anybody who did not do that?
I didn't put a lot of effort in that. And by the way, Sasha, you're getting a little choppy there, just over the last few minutes. But I didn't put a lot of effort. I don't feel a lot of problem in that area.
Okay. Anybody else who did do it who got value from it?
Well, I did it, and it was as if it was the first time I had done it. And I know I had been through it, but it was very meaningful. I had more to say and confess and apologize for to them than what I heard from them. So I need to go back and give that more time. These were people who have passed. I have a living person that I need to deal with.
Fabulous, Barb. Good for you. I'm so happy to hear this, really. I'm just delighted. Okay, the reason I'm delighted is because you're noticing a shift in using this exercise, correct?
Yes, yes.
That, everybody, is what energy healing is that you start with some kind of a state that you're in, emotions, thoughts, physical sensations. And then when you do an exercise like this, there's a shift where there's more flow. And maybe the more flow is you get in touch with even more anger and more hurt and more bitterness, which is good. It means you've opened the door and you're processing it out. And at some point, you get to the other side where you are more at peace, which is the only thing that we're interested in. And that the energy is therefore raised in vibration. And the reason that that is important is because the higher your vibration, the more you are able to magnetize to you matching vibrations of goodness, fulfillment, deservability, magic, etc. So you see how it's all connected, clearing and forgiving and compassion leading to you being a magnetic field for your higher and better good. Does everybody see that?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Great. How about you, Mary? Did you use that exercise?
Yes, very much so. And I think it had an impact on how I was in relating to people that I haven't seen for a while, and I was anxious about how all of the interactions were going to be, and being able to do a dress rehearsal, so to speak, in doing the playing it out in my mind before we actually got together, and having more compassion for myself and for the whole situation. There was a calmness that I haven't had before when I was actually in the moment. So
that's remarkable.
I think it helped a lot.
Yeah, that's remarkable. Yeah. And look at how divine timing worked, where you're plunked right in the middle of the sandstorm.
Yeah.
And
divine timing, for sure.
And you're using all your tools. You're going to get your master thesis done by the end of that trip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. Okay, now, Steve, listen to what they're saying, because there will come a time where you're going to remember this exercise and you'll turn to it. Right now,
well,
if it's not hot...
Here's what just hit me. Just listen to Barb and Marion and you talk and comment about it. I thought, well, I don't feel like I have a real problem of forgiving other people, but I didn't think about myself. It came to me that I need to do this, and I think I have some forgiveness to do toward myself. And
absolutely. Yeah,
just
good.
Just enjoy listening to you. So, yes, I'm definitely going to go back and have a little conversation with somebody. Me.
Yeah, very good, very good, very good. Now, this exercise, as far as your home play goes, is just know that this exercise, know that this exercise is there, and it's in your toolkit for this course. And so it's up to you. It's like, you know, using Drano. When you notice that your sink drain is getting a little clogged up, you got to clear it out. The same as here. You'll notice when you start to feel like you're just not happy, you've got something going on about yourself, like you, Barb, with the self-love situation. You know, you and Steve might do your own respective visits into the sacred chamber and meet with your soul, meet with your human self, meet with your younger self, and have this conversation there so that you can heal and forgive yourself and have compassion for yourself. So your home play is just simply use this exercise on an as-needed basis. And again, I will be reviewing your home play later on. Okay, we're going to move on now. Anybody have any quick questions before I move on?
No.
No. Great. Now we're going to review you using your psychic intuition and energy journal, which I'm really excited about hearing about. And just to review what I had said from last session, so you have it on tape as a reminder here, is every day ask for guidance on anything you want. Then notice the response that you get. It could be noticeable immediately. The response to your guidance could come at some point in the future. And the self rules to follow are, number one, do your grounding and protection exercise first. State a firm command that you are calling upon your highest divine spirit guides and angels from the purest realms of God's love. Command that only spirit helpers can come into your orbit that are here to support you thriving in this world and that are aligned with your soul's fulfillment. Number two rule is trust that you are being heard and loved in the spirit realms. Number three, trust whatever responses you receive. Don't judge or minimize any of them. Number four, take charge on whatever you get as guidance. If something feels wrong, then do not do that action. If something feels uncomfortable, then use your tools of negotiating with your inner parts, sending down your grounding cord, and putting any resistance down your grounding cord, blowing up a symbol of the resistance, and then replacing whatever you send down your grounding cord or blow up with pictures and sensations of what you do want to experience instead. And then I said that in your journal to put the date, a description of the scenario, and your experience, what you did see, hear, feel, and also how that experience impacted you. And then what I had said was I reminded you of what one of my teachers, Sonia Choquette, had said, which is say it out loud. If you don't write it down, then at least say it out loud, because what you name, you claim. And what we're after is you building a clearer certainty that when you ask for guidance, you do receive it. Okay, so that was the overview. So who would like to share about their experiences with the journal?
I would like to share that, and this is one of the exercises that I'm kind of very excited about. And I started off, but I realized that I wasn't asking really direct, clear questions. I was asking for guidance. It was more general. Lately, I've started to get more pointed. But I would love to hear some other testimonies or hear some experiences for someone that had a very clear. What I did notice about myself is that I would, in a point of decision, I felt guided. I felt knowledge. I felt just a knowing of the right choice in that decision. And it was enough to where I felt like, yeah, this is coming from my guides to make a decision when faced with a choice. But I would love to hear more. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, we're going to do that now. Now, that is something that I hope that you wrote in your journal. And if you didn't, I'm going to ask you to before you go to sleep tonight, because that's exactly the kind of thing that you have to keep showing yourself that it really and truly is happening. You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah, and when I get those feelings of guidance, I stop and I recognize, and I've always heard it's very important to thank my guides, and so I've been thanking them, but I want to experience this in a more, like, really palpable, clear way to get this answer. And like you said, even to the point of experience maybe colors, but this more of a clarity about this is really, okay, very clearly my guide.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is by you acknowledging what you might consider now to be the smaller, less significant messaging. However, that starts the ball rolling. They won't necessarily give you a big whopper epiphany until you've gotten some of these more delicate, subtler channels of receptivity going. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I do want you to write down everything, because for you, that's going to be important in terms of building your confidence that it really is happening. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, do.
For instance, with me, I've resurrected this exercise for myself. I mean, I'm always talking to my guides and listening and so on. However, this time I wanted to go back to writing it down, so I opened up a Microsoft document, and I just keep it on my, you know, in my hard drive. And every morning when I open up my computer and I open up all my tabs and whatnot, I open up that document, and then I put today's date in, or whatever day. And everything that comes to me that I can remember, I just type it right into the document. Phrases, words, conversations, me asking them a question and the response that I get. I put it all in there. And it's pretty powerful when you read it back. So that's what I want for all of you. Okay, who else would like to talk about their experience with the journal?
Well, I was journaling as part of my baby steps, and so this portion sort of, I feel, rolled into and out of that journaling process. I was feeling discouraged, and actually, I was trying to sort through some stuff and throw out some stuff, and I was saying, I can't do this, you know. And then when I went to pull out another pile to work on, a different pile, there was something there that caught my eye, something about a you know, like a CEO, a chief executive officer or whatever. There's a CLO, a chief learning officer. And I said, I haven't heard of that before, and that could be the person that I'm looking for in businesses. So,
what do you mean What do you mean the person that you're looking for? What person?
If I want to sell my services to businesses, I haven't been sure of who my contact is supposed to be within an organization. It might be HR, it might be IT, and so this idea that some organizations have a chief learning officer who's responsible for employee training could be a contact. Now, as I said, I hadn't heard of that before, and so I don't know how many of them there are actually out there under that title. But that's something that I'm going to look for. Also,
okay. Wait. Let me just stop you here. Now, I want to make something clear. I want to have you have a separate journal tab that is just for your intuition and energy healing, however you want to call the tab, journal, which is where you capture only information that has to do with you and your guides, you and your angels. I don't want it to be part of the generic journal process, okay?
Okay.
And also what I'd like to do is have you all in the Facebook group scroll down to June 15th where I wrote about the Sacred Journey journal. There's the graphic. Those are the instructions of how to approach what you're going to put in your journal, okay? So if you are at all unclear or you want to just remind yourself how to do the exercise of turning to your guides and then putting it into a journal, that's where it is. Does everybody see that post from June the 15th?
Yes.
Mary, do you see it? I actually had tagged you, Mary, because I – yeah, okay.
Oh.
So
– okay.
Do you see the post there, Mary, from June 15th?
I just lost my network connection.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just write down June 15th in Facebook group, and you'll see it.
Right.
So that's just there for all of you to jog your memory as to how to make the most out of a psychic energy healing journal. Okay. So, Barb, you're clear that I would like you to please separate that out. And it sounds to me that what you're saying is that this idea of a chief learning, whatever, you think was a guidance transmission idea that was given to you by your guidance? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was an aha moment. And so if aha moments come from guides, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it should be considered a very separate thing, then I need to go about it differently. But
exactly, because my point here for all of us is for you to become intimately aware of your relationship to your guidance. This is like you having somebody that is your partner in life. You want to know that this is absolutely your partner, that there's no, maybe I heard a sound in the other room, maybe I need to leave a place for another person at the dinner table. There's no maybes. You are developing a certainty about you in relationship to your guidance. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
That is one of the results and the intentions of this course, because that's part of, obviously, your spiritual power success toolkit, psychic development, psychic intuitive development, energy and healing management, and soul purpose clarity. That's what we're up to, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Mary, what do you want to say about your experience with the journal?
That it's absolutely amazing, the synchronicity that is going on. I have felt empowered and supported, and just the confidence in. And I went in every day and called in my guides and my angels, and so what do I need to know? And they just talked to me about, you have what you need. What project are you working on that needs to be tweaked, and how do we support you in moving forward? And it, what I just love is being aware of all of this knowledge that I already have. And the client that I'm working with has one of her characters being more confident in her intuition. And I'm just like, okay, this is so many layers of learning. I'm just in awe of the synchronicity of everything. It's just, everything happens when we need it and for a reason.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. All right, so we're going to move on now, and we're still reviewing what you were to do from last week as well as the pre-course work. And I'm just going to say a few things about you having reviewed the training call from November 2014. That was the sole purpose, motivation, momentum, and divine timing manifestation. Is there anybody who did not listen to that training call at some point since we began? Did not listen to it? Okay, so everybody did, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Here's what I want to say about that, because in order to keep going, especially to move out of one's comfort zones, there has to be motivation. So I'm going to give you some key principles here, and you can continue to use that motivation training call again as one of your tools. Here are some key highlights that I would like you to keep in mind. We're going to be talking about motivation, procrastination, and how to jumpstart your motivation whenever necessary. And what you're going to learn about in listening to that training call is where you are not having coherent, congruent motivation. So here are some places to sort of troubleshoot and get an idea of where you're at when you want to be motivated to do something. Number one, procrastination is an indication of fear of failure or consequence if you do accomplish that project, that there's some part of you that's thinking the worst that might happen that you could not handle well. And so it becomes a fear of failure or consequence if you should attempt to do that project, if you should attempt and you do accomplish that project. Another cause of procrastination is that there's a lack of preparedness. You feel insecure about your abilities or your skills, and so you avoid it, you know, and rightfully so. If you feel like you can't handle it, then procrastinating is possibly a protective mechanism. The other reason for procrastination is that it's not a priority on your timeline. You know, it just doesn't have to happen now. And the wiser you knows that, so you procrastinate. Procrastination can also be because of a conflict of values. It could also be lack of clarity of why you're doing what you're doing or what it is that you want to be doing. Barbara, you've been a wonderful example for us in this class today to show how clarity is essential when one is choosing their action plans, right? Does everybody see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So even Barb with her journal, even her journal was getting a little skewed and blurred and confused and not effective because she was not clearly isolating a particular focus, a particular task, a particular theme that she's tracking. Now that she has that, she's going to get more results. And it's possible that she may have procrastinated at times, mainly out of one of these reasons. There wasn't clarity enough. Barb, do you think that fits?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, as far as what generates motivation, and this ties into our June training call, which was monetize your soul purpose uniqueness. Here, motivation is enhanced by soul-aligned talents, skills, passions, your sense of mission, your values, your sense of timing, and your desire. So when you listen back to this recording, those elements, when you have them all going in the same direction, everybody's on the same page, where you have the talents, you have the skills, you do feel passionate, it does make sense in terms of your mission. It absolutely honors your values. The timing seems to be the right window. And yes, you want to do it. Your motivation is there. Bam. You don't even have to think about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, I am going to give you something new in here, and this would fit into the soul purpose component of our toolkit, and that is a home play assignment where I'd like you to start observing what I call an accelerator. What are your motivation accelerators? And by accelerator, I mean when you are wanting to grab onto your motivation sooner than later, whether it's a writer's block kind of thing, which Mary could relate to, or whether it's you, Barb, asking for the payment where you come from a place of confidence and you've given yourself permission to have figured out a pay scale, et cetera. And you need that extra boost of motivation. With you, Steve, it might be you sitting down once and for all and writing a couple of paragraphs about something you think is important to tell people, right? These might be areas where you really are wish you had a lot more motivation to move into maybe uncomfortable territory, but it's where you want to be, right? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
So what I'm asking you to, do for home play here is for you to think about the things that will get you into a motivated frame of mind. So examples are when a person wants to get motivated, some people are catalyzed by focusing on an outside intention or stimulator, which typically means what motivates them is the idea and reminding themselves that they're doing this for other people, that they're doing this for the community, that they are really hungering to contribute. They have a vision to influence others that's really burning, and that is able to kind of crowbar them out of a stuck paralysis, procrastination place. Sometimes the motivator accelerator comes from just the opposite. By instead of focusing outward to be motivated, it's focusing inward where you're being catalyzed by an internal stimulator, meaning that you have a longing to do this for yourself, for your own expansion, for your own fulfillment, for your own self-respect, for your vision of the life that you want to lead. So your home play is for you to explore what motivates you, especially when you do not feel motivated, right? Now with me,
let's say, you know, the thing with me that happens a lot sometimes is if I'm not feeling well and I need to get into action. Well, you know, if my cats need something, I'm like completely in action, right? So that's one of my motivators. What is that? That's outside me. That's an outside stimulus. It's an outside intention. But sometimes I get catalyzed internally where I feel such a deep compassion for my gifts and my talents, and I really owe it to my soul to take that extra step. And then that motivates me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody not understand what I'm saying? Okay, good. So your home play on this is to go back to that motivation training if necessary. If you already, you know, pretty much know what's going on there, fine. And just think about the kinds of accelerators that get you from no movement or slow movement into fast movement, into being in momentum. Make sense? That's your home play on that. And what I'd like you to do is to write in the Facebook group at least one motivation accelerator. Does anybody have any questions about what I'm saying? Does anybody feel like, uh-oh, I'm lost?
No.
Okay, good. Mary, Barb, can you weigh in on that?
I got it.
Okay. I'll also create a thread for you for that as well, so just to remind you. Barb, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're on the home stretch here. The next thing that I want to talk about is the June membership training call. And I'd like you to just make sure that you listen to that. I know that you were supposed to have listened to that already, but now what I want you to do is to listen to that and to post in the Facebook group. I'll create a thread for this also. I think that's going to be the easiest way to keep track of all this, is to post in your Facebook group what your mission statement is. Okay? And so what you're looking for here is just keep in mind what you have already learned from listening to that training in terms of a deeper appreciation for the components that training call featured, which were, number one, your talents, which is what you were born with, your God-given talents, your gifts. Number two, your skills. Number three, your passions. Number four, your self-love, you know, your right to self-love. And then that training also covered products and services and presentations that you could imagine that you are, you know, pretty sure you could bring out to the marketplace once you got past any internal resistance that would be honoring your mission. And so your home play here is, we're just going to leave it with you listing your mission statements. And the template, I'll put the template in the Facebook post that I'll create, but it's also in the ebook from that June training. Does anybody have any questions about what I'm asking for here? And let's start off with, did anybody not listen to that training call replay? I know Mary was on the call. Steve wasn't and Barb wasn't. So, Steve and Barb, did you listen to that replay yet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
Okay. And Mary, of course, you did. So, you all know that in the ebook there is some sample structures for mission statements, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just asking for you all to, you know, put a couple of mission statements on this thread that I'm going to create for you so that we can all see it, and we're going to be weaving this information in our future classes. Was somebody about to say something?
Did you say put a couple of mission statements on there?
Yes. If you've got one, great. If you've got more than one, put them up there.
I see. Okay.
Okay. And finally, all that I want to say is for you to go back to what we're going to accomplish by the end of the eighth class, which is your project, your focus project, and use that project activation template and get as far as you can with it. I mentioned that at the end of last session, and I want you to just, now that we go deeper and deeper, you'll be getting more and more ideas. You could even talk to your guidance about this. And what I'd like you to do is to fill out the project name, the values that are honored by doing this project, the project description, and answer the questions in the template. How is your soul purpose expressed through this project? Why do you want to do this project now? And also write out the evidence of completion, that measurable results, how you know that you've arrived. Also in that template is a page of you being able to dump all your inner resistance to doing this project. And then there's also a page where you've got an inner game resistance to-do list. And what I'd like you to write there is, what are you going to do about those resistances? What tools are you going to use? What resource do you need to seek out? What are you going to do about this red light that you've just hit up against? You know what I mean? So this,
yeah.
This project, okay, good. Was somebody going to ask me something there?
No, I said, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So this particular template is going to be a work in progress. As you expand and become more confident and excited about what you have to bring to the world, you're going to be adding stuff to this template. But in the meantime, let's get you started with that much. And we'll be covering the rest of the contents of that template later on. So all I'm asking you to do is to look at those sections that I just identified and make sure that you seriously consider what you're going to do to turn around the resistance. Now, if there is a resistance that doesn't want to let go, then renegotiate. You know, maybe there's something you should not be doing at this time. I don't know. Only you will know. Okay? If you hit some real big whopper resistances, you know, write it in the Facebook group and just, you know, get people's feedback on it, because you already know that you all have similar concerns and questions and issues from time to time, right? I mean, I think that's obvious, right?
Yes.
Barb, yes. What do you think?
Yes. I agree.
Okay, good. So if you say, hey, I just felt like I don't really deserve this, I'm a fraud, I don't know how in the world I'm going to be able to pull this off, I just want you know, hopefully somebody besides me is going to respond, you know, to cheer you on. Because remember, we're here to love you into success. Okay. Well, that is it. What I'm going to do is post in the Facebook group this list of home play, because I know it was a lot, and of course you'll go ahead and listen to the replay. We'll get that ready for you hopefully by the end of tonight. If not tonight, then tomorrow. This is a reminder that our next class, number 3, is going to be on a different day than usual. It's going to be Friday, July the 8th. At 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. And now I'm going to tell you something that's coming down the pike for class number four so that you can start thinking about it. And I think you're going to love this after you finish rolling your eyes. You're going to be giving a presentation to our group. I'll be giving you that as home play assignment in our class number three, but I wanted to give you some time to start thinking about it now. It'll be home play as an assignment for you to make a presentation of 15 minutes in our class number four. So you can start thinking about what would include your mission, your talents, your skills, your self-love, and how to be in alignment in some way, somehow, with this main focus project that you're working on. So everything ties together. So for right now, all I'm asking you to think about is, you know, what kind of content you want to share with us. And be clear, keep working on being clear about what the benefit is that you want us to receive. And also, and this might be the eye-rolling part, think about an offer that you would like to extend to us. It could be something that has a price, or it could be a no cost, that is your call to action to us, where you're inviting us to take some kind of action with you. And during that class, we'll be giving you feedback. So just to let you know that this is coming down. Now, if you have any questions about anything ever, go ahead and write those questions and tag me in our Facebook group. And at the sound of the tone, I will have finished my content. Ding! And now what I'd like to do is close by having each of you say what you loved about this class, and then off you go.
I can go.
Great, thank you.
Well, I love this class. It's I'm very invested in this energetically, and with my challenges and struggles that come, this really helps me focus and get clarity. And these points, I'm writing down the notes and putting little points to focus on, and then I've got my home play to do. So I'm just really grateful that I had this to keep me focused to continue to go forward. And I just love and appreciate the input from Mary and Barb, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of this.
Yay, thank you. Who'd like to go next?
I will. I really appreciate all of how things are connected and building upon each other, and the synchronicity of the timing couldn't be better for this class.
Beautiful. Thank you. How about you, Barb, darling?
Well, I appreciated gaining more clarity about how I should deal with my journaling, and just everything makes so much sense. It goes together so well, and I'm just sort of in awe of the way you've laid out this process, and I appreciate. Hearing how Mary and Steve are reacting, what results they're getting, and what issues they face, it's all very helpful.
Yes, so glad. Well, I want you to know that I'm pretty amazed how it's being laid out also. Because it's coming from my guides, and when I see how all this fits together, it's tremendous, it's tremendous. And so I, as a human, I appreciate what my soul is doing, and I'm so grateful that it's being received that way by you all. So thank you for saying that, Barb. Okay, so I've got work to do to get this Facebook group all handled because my assistant is off for the night. So before you all go to sleep, take a look in there. I should have everything done. The replay and the download should be ready too, and I'll continue posting it the way that I did in that document. And until our website is complete, that's what we're using. It seems to be working for all of you, so that's all that matters. I love you, and I will see you on Friday, and I will see you, I mean, you know, a week from this Friday, and then I will see you in the Facebook group.
Yeah. Hey, Sasha?
Yeah.
Real quick, do you listen to this again?
Yes, and I do hear the garbling. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
I just don't know what to do about it.
Okay. I just wanted to bring to your attention, but I know you're trying.
Yes. Thank you. I just hope. Yeah.
And there's a Q&A tomorrow night.
Yes, thank you. Yes, oh, thank you for reminding me. Right, we have our Q&A tomorrow. Perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. See you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Night.